This is CBSI and the world. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gregory Copley. The King Charles Report. The King is very busy knitting together, not opponents, but you'd say that they live side by side. That would be Macron of France and Starmer of Britain. Dinner that you introduced me to last week, Gregory, at Windsor Castle, also included Mr. Starmer and Mr. Macron coming to an understanding about what is to be done with the migrants who push their way across the English Channel in dangerous craft brought there by smugglers, and the ability to return them to France or wherever their origin was necessary for the two to hammer out. But I'm not concentrating on the deal. I'm concentrating on the King's role. The King is above politics, but it appears from an outsider's point of view that he's decided that Mr. Starmer's in so much trouble he's going to help him. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say that's the reason he decided to do it. He's doing it because I think he knows that the Crown has this great strategic role in stabilizing its country, in this case, the United Kingdom, as well as in providing a statesmanship level to interact with other countries. He's got gravitas, presence, and prestige. The fact is that President Macron invited the King over for a state visit a couple of years ago, and the King went, and it was enormously successful and cemented got rid of a lot of the problems in the Anglo-French relationship, which resulted in Brexit. Now, you've got a lot of people who are saying that the current immigration problems were caused by Brexit, and that showed that Brexit was a mistake for Britain. In reality, what it shows is that Britain made its move away from the European Union, and the French still have not followed through and curtailed the illegal transit of immigrants from mainly Middle East, North Africa, and so on into the UK. So that's still to be resolved, and that's really the political will of the governments at a political level, both the French and the British. The King's done his bit there. He's basically paved the way for the restoration of Anglo-French strategic military capabilities, which have been quite critical when they've been joined together in the past. That's really what's happening, and there's much talk of that alliance resuming its capabilities, and basically reinforces the French moves to either control the European Union itself or to get out of the European Union, which is what the French political opposition wants. So that's quite important there. And of course, what we're now seeing is that King Charles' invitation to Donald Trump to have a second Trump presidential state visit to the United Kingdom is coming to play on the heels of that the very successful French state visit. So that visit's going to take place September 17th, 19th this year, and that's very significant because President Trump, in his first term as president, had a state visit. This is an unprecedented second state visit by the same leader, but it's basically two different administrations. This second one comes at a time when Parliament will not be sitting. So President Trump will not address a joint session of the British Parliament, which President Macron did. And that's going to calm things down a lot because there is a lot of discontent within the ruling Labour Party in Britain with President Trump. So this will be purely one of mending relations at a strategic level, which I think will cause Prime Minister Starmer to breathe a sigh of relief, because he doesn't want any controversy about this visit. He just wants it to get the UK and the US back on the same page without looking like he's kowtowing to the US or not allowing domestic politicians to attack President Trump on the visit. So that's quite important.
We have a little more than a minute. You've got to educate me. What the heck is a swan upping?
A swan upping, a wonderful annual event where the King's swan counter counts the number of white moot swans on a section of the Upper Thames River. Theoretically, all of the moot swans in Britain belong to the King. So The king counts them every year. But what it's turned into over the decades and over the centuries is that they're protecting the swans. This annual count is there. The counter is there with an official vet and a team of people to check each of the swans. They weigh them. They check them. They provide veterinary services to any of the swans which are in need of it. And they it becomes a great ceremonial thing with the red and white liveried swan counters going out in these beautiful wooden skiffs and counting these. The interesting thing is the swan numbers have declined over the past 2 years because of avian flu.
Yep. Does the king attend?
No, he doesn't. But it's a formal ritual where the king's informed and the like.
Right.
It is part of the conservancy part, which actually appeals enormously to King Charles.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author most recently of Noble State, which is the advantages of a constitutional monarchy, counting swans.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.